The U.S. officially closed a trade loophole that had, until now, quietly shaped the American online shopping experience. Known as the de minimis exemption, this rule allowed packages valued under $800 to enter the U.S. duty-free and largely inspection-free. The primary beneficiaries? Ultra-low-cost Chinese platforms like Shein, Temu, and AliExpress. The new tariffs on these shipments will now range from a baseline 120% to 145%, depending on the courier and shipping channel. Read more. Goodbye tax-free shopping. Shein and Temu face EU tariff overhaul. Why it matters. This isn't just a customs code tweak. It's a seismic shift in how trade enforcement hits Main Street. Over 1.3 billion packages entered the U.S. last fiscal year under the de minimis rule, many headed straight to low-income households. Nearly half of these shipments went to America's poorest zip codes, according to UCLA Yale research. The demise of the exemption is therefore more than a trade policy adjustment, it's an inflation accelerant for low- and middle-income families already stretched by rising costs. Economic fallout in real-time. Retailers like Shein and Temu have already begun adjusting. Shein posted a public notice citing changes in global trade rules and tariffs as the reason for price hikes. Temu responded by accelerating its shift to U.S.-based fulfillment, adding domestic sellers to its platform. But these pivots may not be enough. Carriers like FedEx, UPS, and DHL must now process massive volumes of low-cost items under full customs scrutiny. That adds both time and cost. The USPS, handling millions of these parcels daily, now charges a $100 fee per item, set to double in June. Consumers will notice the change not in headlines, but in checkout totals. The geopolitical context. The closure of the de minimis loophole is as much about geopolitics as it is about revenue. The Biden administration has walked a fine line between continuity and escalation in Trump-era trade policy. By targeting de minimis shipments from China and Hong Kong, the U.S. is effectively reasserting economic sovereignty in the face of Chinese e-commerce dominance. China, unsurprisingly, has condemned the move as protectionist. Whether this escalates into broader retaliatory tariffs remains to be seen. What's clear is that Washington is no longer content to subsidize convenience at the expense of long-term domestic manufacturing and border enforcement. Corporate strategy implications. Executives in e-commerce and logistics need to reassess their pricing models, fulfillment strategies, and regulatory risk exposure immediately. For platforms reliant on cross-border arbitrage, the move is a structural blow. The once viable model of selling ultra-cheap goods from Chinese factories directly to American consumers now faces customs bottlenecks, higher unit costs, and consumer backlash. U.S. retailers and manufacturers, long clamoring for a level playing field, may see modest gains. But the real winners could be third-party logistics firms that help e-commerce players establish warehousing and distribution networks inside the U.S. risks and reactions supply chain risk. Small disruptions today could become chronic bottlenecks tomorrow as CBP faces mounting parcel volume. Consumer backlash. Sticker shock at checkout could erode brand loyalty. Political blowback. Trump's base may support trade enforcement in principle, but real-world price hikes test that resolve. What to watch. Tariff enforcement volumes and processing times from CBP. Price adjustments and seller shifts on Shein, Temu, and AliExpress. Potential retaliatory trade moves from China. Growth in U.S.-based warehousing and fulfillment infrastructure. Congressional pressure for a broader overhaul of e-commerce trade norms. The end of de minimis marks a turning point. Trade policy has finally landed in American living rooms, one package at a time. For further details, clarification, contributions, or any concerns regarding this article, please get in touch with us at editorial@tax.news. We value your feedback and are committed to providing accurate and timely information. Please note that our privacy policy will handle all inquiries.